Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports development, including this year's basketball championship finals, the NHL hockey conference finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello, and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about the Michigan State Spartans in our team preview for 2022 is our expert host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
What's going on, Jeremiah? Talking about Michigan State today, what a tremendous season they had last year. Hoping to build on it this upcoming season. It's going to be fun to watch, man. This is one of the most intriguing teams in college football heading into 2022.
I have to agree. There's a lot of dynamics in play here. And for all of our listeners and viewers, we are so happy that you're joining us because as we expand upon what may happen in this preview season, we do this for you. So make sure you drop something in the comments. Just let us know you're watching. Or if you're over on the podcast, just drop us a quick review and just let us know what you think about the show. So Mr. Logan Landers, Michigan State, these Spartans, what do we have to look forward to?
Well, like I mentioned, man, they had a super impressive 2021 season. Shocked a lot of people. Finished with a very impressive 11-2 record. Came out the gates flying with a 6-0 record. So, a really good year when people thought that they might have maybe, you know, no one expected a year that good. They also won their bowl game, won the Peach Bowl against Pittsburgh, 31-21. And, like I said, they finished 8th overall in the rankings. So, very good season last year for Michigan State, for Sparty. Mel Tucker, a tremendous coach, you know, rightfully so. He got him a big contract, and I think that it was very much well-deserved after that tremendous season last year. And I think he'll be fine. I think this is definitely the guy to go to. Making a salary close to $10 million, I mean, hey, you must be doing something right. I'm just saying. But coming into 2022, you have lost some guys, obviously, with having that great of a season. You're going to have some guys who are going to get drafted, who are going to potentially transfer if they didn't get enough playing time last year. And mostly I'm talking about Kenneth Walker, the top-tier running back, All-American, right, won a bunch of awards, Walter Camp, Doak Walker Award for a great running back, 1,600-plus yards last year. And they were just really having it out on offense. They were a show each and every single week. But their defense was a little bit suspect. They needed to work on that. But coming into 2022, let's talk about this team and how they can improve this upcoming season. So, like I said, you have Penn State. You got their offense. You got Peyton Thorne. He had 27 touchdown passes last year, set a school record, 10 interceptions. Hopefully he can improve on that, cut that down just a little bit in 22. And you also have his a top-tier wide receiver you can throw to, Jaden Reed, 1,000-plus yards receiver in 21, a go-to target, someone you can look at and give the ball to each and every play if you need him to, especially in the red zone, a absolute monster down there. You have reliable junior with the name of Trey Mosley, had 63 career catches. He's hoping to improve on that this upcoming year, boost his draft stock. You have tight end Daniel Barker coming over from Illinois from the Fighting Illini. 11 career touchdown receptions, just going to make your offense even more impressive. You have Jalen Berger and Jarek Broussard, who's going to try and come over as transfers. Berger's coming over from Wisconsin, and Broussard is coming over from Colorado. They're going to try and help out at the running back position to try and replace the high-flying, the tremendous Kenneth Walker, who we all know is now with the Seattle Seahawks, and who's probably going to do great things there. Like I said, Broussard, Pac-12 Player of the Year in 2020, rushed for 660 yards last season with the Buffaloes. So I think that both those gentlemen are going to try and and carry the load of what Walker did last year. And I think they'll do a bang-up job. I think that they're going to fit in nicely to this system. But talking more about this team, you also have some – your offensive line, right? J.D. Duplain, you have Nick Samick. The offensive line, they've got experience at all five positions, so you'd like to see that. But there are some questions about this O-line when it comes to durability and reliability. They are a little bit shaky. Sometimes there's been some injuries on each and every position pretty much. So you got to hope these guys can come into the season healthy and that can help out your team from beginning of the season to the end. But I think they'll be fine. They're about a year or two away from that amazing dominance you like to see each and every week, but they're slowly building to it. So you like to see the improvement on the O-line. Talking about this defense, though, it was a little rough last year. They gave up a ton of yards overall, and they had the worst passing defense. They allowed 337 yards per game in terms of passing yards. So I get, you know, you had a great record, but you gave up a ton of yards. And with the offense not being as stout on paper, at least right now, it's going to be – that's something you definitely need to work on. And, I mean, that cost them a couple of wins, right? I mean, instead of going out and scoring 40 points, you could have scored 28 potentially, gotten away with it if the defense was just a little bit top-notch that you'd like to see. But if you go into it, right, you faced a lot of big teams last year who were top in the passing games like Miami, Maryland, Ohio State, Purdue, et cetera, et cetera. And you're going to face a lot of those teams again this upcoming season, so you know what's going to happen. They're going to keep going for you and gunning for you in that secondary. But you do have some guys coming over. Georgia transfer cornerback Amir Speed coming in at a whopping 6'3". You like to see it, a good frame. You have senior safety Xavier Henderson doing some work over there. I think the cornerback room is a lot better this upcoming season. You have Angelo Gross in the backfield, in the secondary at the safety position. He's going to help out. And then your defensive tackle position, you have guys like Jacob Slade, like Simeon Barrow, who are going to be coming in as that nice tag team you see on the defensive line, going at those offensive linemen and trying to get that sack. But when I mentioned their secondary, it was rough, but their front seven, right, their defensive line was phenomenal. They led the Big Ten in sacks last year, ranked 11th and third down defense. So, I mean, they were putting in work last year. You have Jeff Piastri coming back, who had 5.5 sacks last season. Florida transfer Chris Bogle coming on over. And you also have a former running back by the name of Brandon Wright, who's going to help out at his new position. You also have guys at linebacker, Cal Halliday, honorable mention at All Big Ten last year at linebacker, and helped clinch that Peach Bowl we all know with that pick six. So he's helping out. You have UNLV transfer, Jacoby Windman, Mississippi State transfer, Aaron Brule, and you also have Darius Snow going to help out. They've been looking good during practices, and it's looking like this defense is going to look a little bit better, a lot better, I think. And they're not going to be the worst in terms of passing defense this upcoming year. I think they're definitely – they knew they need to improve on that. They've got transfers. They've got some young guys who are getting more experience, and I think this is really going to help them this upcoming year. And like I said, Michigan was one of only six teams in the nation to play more than 1,000 snaps on defense in 21, and only one of two Power 5 teams, along with our guys over at Tennessee. But – like I mentioned, they gave up a bunch of yards last year. I think they're definitely going to improve on that. Scotty Haleston, the defensive coordinator, has a lot to prove to fix this team, and I think they're making that right step. But when I look at Michigan State, let's look at their schedule, who they're playing, and how I think they're going to be able to do. So you start off the season, September the 2nd against Western Michigan. You have Akron. You have Washington. Minnesota on September 24th. Maryland in October. The Ohio State, October 8th. Going to be a great game there in East Lansing. Wisconsin at the homecoming game. Michigan the week after, October 29th. Going to be spooky right before Halloween. You have Illinois, Rutgers, Indiana, and then the round out the year, you got the Penn State Nittany Lions, who we just did an episode about. So it's going to be a good year, I think. I don't know if they're going to have the same success as they did last year. I don't think they're – if they go 11-2, it'll surprise me again. I'm just saying. But I expect another good season. I expect potentially 10 wins, maybe 10-3. But it's going to be a tough task this year. I'm excited to see how that defense is going to do. I think that's going to be the big step for me, how they're going to replace Kenneth Walker, how Peyton Thorne can keep improving. Like I said, you got Coach Mel Tucker. He did a great job last year. And like I said, he got a big contract, 10 years, $95 million. So you're doing something right. And I think this team is on the right track to get things going, to potentially get that Big Ten championship in a few seasons. I'm not sure about this year, but I think that they will definitely they're definitely on that right track. They're in contention with the other great teams in that conference, we all know. So Michigan State this upcoming season, I'm expecting good things. I'm excited to see how they're going to do. Like I said, that defense is the biggest factor, I think, in determining their success and their record in 2022.
Absolutely.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
And for all of our Michigan fans out there, Michigan State fans, anyone who loves football, and everyone who's really, really following what's happening in college football this season, coming into the next one, we want to hear from you. Put it into the comments. Let us know you're out there. Tell us what you think about the Michigan State Spartans this coming season, and let us know what you think about the show. We'd love to hear from you. And if you're watching our broadcast, thank you so much. But if you're listening to our podcast, thank you again. With over 900 episodes at this point, we are so happy to keep sharing every single week with you more and more amazing podcasts. And what you can do is you can go back and you can listen to all of these incredible episodes anytime that you want. So we're going to keep you company. And we don't just do team previews. We also do history specials. We cover, and we're planning to cover this season again, every college football team. Whew. Every one of them, right?
Hey, that's what we're looking for, man. We're trying to get all the 100-plus teams. Yeah. We got about 2 months left, September. It's still about mid-June, so we got a little bit of time. We're going to be knocking a lot of them out each and every week, though.
Yeah, and we're going to do our best to cover every team and make sure that all the great teams out there get some love, because we love football, and what we love to do is share information about great teams with you. And one thing that we have found out year after year, it's one of my favorite things about college football, is there's a certain unpredictable nature to talent. These kids and these young men and these young people in their staffs as well continue to develop their talent in the perfect environment, college football. So as they come along and they develop in their career, teams that, you know, the teams besides Alabama come out of the woodwork and do incredible things that we maybe have not expected. And that's why we love doing these team previews, to give you the information you need. So maybe you can kind of expect someone to come out of the woodwork, someone from Michigan State to rise to prominence. Maybe the team itself just does a great job. And we want to see that. And for all the hometown fans of each of these teams, we want to make sure you know we love you. We love your fandom, and we want to connect with you. So thank you so much to all of our listeners and to all of our viewers on the podcast week after week for joining us this week as well for our preview of the Michigan State Spartans with our host, Mr. Logan Landers. I am your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be back with another live episode. Stay tuned.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.